This week on Vikings Game Plan, we go mining for preseason gold at San Francisco. Offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave updates us on Christian Ponder's progression, and running back Toby Gerhardt predicts who will score more rushing TDs week one versus Jacksonville. Him, Adrian, or Christian? Yes, it's finally here. Vikings football is back, and Vikings Game Plan starts now. Hey there, welcome to Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. I'm Paul Allen. What a joyous day this is. The Vikings preseason begins this evening against the San Francisco 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL, as you will find out shortly via news and notes. Now, next week, we play the Buffalo Bills at Mall of America Field. Single game seats are on sale right now for all Vikings home games at Vikings.com. Adrian Peterson is on the mend. He's almost back. For more on Vikings football, including an update on Adrian, here are the news and notes. The Vikings debut tonight at San Francisco against one of the best teams in the NFL. The 49ers lost to the Giants in the NFC title game last year, despite a huge game from tight end Vernon Davis. One of our tight ends, Kyle Rudolph, continues to shine this offseason and could be a guy to haul in 8 touchdowns or more this year. Fellow tight end John Carlson, a Litchfield, Minnesota native, will not make the trip due to a knee injury, but should be ready for the regular season opener September 9th at home against Jacksonville. Adrian Peterson told me on my radio show on KFAN he not only expects to get some preseason carries at some point, but also expects to score week one against Jacksonville. Adrian's recovery from the ACL injury suffered last season at Washington appears to be well ahead of schedule. Wide receiver Jerome Simpson will play tonight and has been a stud during training camp. His outside speed will open many things for our skill guys. Tonight's game is step one for quarterback Christian Ponder and his improvement. He is the team's defined starting quarterback and is markedly more composed than last year when he didn't start until week 6. General manager Rick Spielman talked about Christian's progression.
Very excited about where he's at so far. You can see him from day one to where he's at now. You can see him and how much he's improved through the blitz periods. I know we've coaches put a point of emphasis on first downs and getting us in situations where we're not in second or third and long. So just totally different as far as his demeanor, understanding what we're doing on the offense, understanding his role on his football team, that he has to take over and be the guy. And he's showing every indication of doing that as we go here through training camp down in Mankato.
How do you teach huddle presence? It may not necessarily begin this evening against San Francisco. It's more of a regular season thing. But the guy who gets in the huddle and you know he's the leader.
I think that comes with the more success he has. There's no question about his leadership. And I think the more comfortable he is, which he knows this is his team. And that has really shown as you're talking about the huddle presence.
How do you temper your enthusiasm with wide receiver Jerome Simpson? Every time we see him at a training camp practice, he has that nice top-end speed where he kind of lulls the safety to sleep, then pew, right down the middle of the field,